Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Anish Michael with Firm Space, a new co-working space opening in Buckhead. Welcome, Anish.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
I am doing great. So tell us about Firm Space. How are you serving folks?
Well, Firm Space is a unique workplace for professionals of a unique nature. We try to focus our product to individuals that are achievement-driven and need a distraction-free environment to try to get their work done. And so we have tried to develop a niche for ourselves to focus more on an audience that wants to have privacy and security and peace of mind when it comes to getting their work done. And that's what we're all about at Firm Space.
So now you talked about achievement driven. Don't at least most people think of themselves as that?
Absolutely. I think so. But there are certain types of work, I believe, that need a little extra special focus, and they need to be able to do it with privacy and security. And that's where we come in. We're based on a private office membership, not so much of the communal aspect and atmosphere. Our membership is professionals that really need to be able to go to a private office and close the door and be able to concentrate on the work at hand. Now, we certainly have features and amenities that allow for networking and interaction, but the focus of our membership is really driven on the ability to have that privacy and security and peace of mind.
So now, what are the industries that those folks are usually in?
Yeah, you know, the law firms are some of our main clientele, but it's also expanded for us into the financial services like private equity firms and venture capitalists, real estate professionals, consultants, even satellite offices for large professional service companies, ultimate leaders in the professional services industry that are looking for a home to come to not only be to have that privacy, but also have that social distancing that is, you know, much needed in today's world.
So now the co-working space initially kind of targeted the creatives and encouraged that kind of fun, easygoing foosball tables, everybody's hanging out environment. This sounds like you're going more kind of, I don't want to say upscale necessarily, but more kind of private, and everybody's going to have their own space to do what they have to do. And then there is going to be some community, but it's not kind of the driving force. You're coming there for the privacy primarily and the ability to have flexible leasing.
That's correct, Lee. I mean, we kind of use the term pro-working over the traditional notion of co-working, more of a professional workplace for these discerning achievement-focused professionals that I mentioned. And not that we can't provide that and have amenities that give a lot of that interaction, but the goal, especially in today's world, is to give a sense of security and privacy and to allow our membership to continue to do the work they need in a sanctuary, if you will, without any of the distractions and outside noise that we see today in the world of COVID.
Now, are you finding that this is attracting the kind of solopreneur small firm, or is this kind of evolving into the large firm ability to kind of get into a market and then have a flexible office space to at least kind of get a foothold?
Yeah, Lee, it's actually been all of the above. I mean, I think our core audience has been the professionals that have ultimately branched out and started their own practice and are experienced professionals that are ready to start their own firm, whether it's, you know, 5 to 10 people at a time. But we've also have housed large law firms that are breaking into new markets and also firms that want the flexibility and don't want to ultimately have to deal with some of the hassles that come with running an office space. We try to let them focus on their work at hand and let us ultimately sweat the details of running the space.
So now, is the offering similar as other spaces in terms of there'll be a receptionist, somebody will greet them, it'll have kind of an appearance that the person might think the whole office is theirs, they can get, you know, mail packages, all that other good stuff. So you're handling some of the administrative kind of side of the business and they can just do the business side?
That's correct. We have mail services. We have receptionists on hand to greet their clients and their guests, and conference room availability. We really want each of our members to come in and be proud of the space. We spend a lot of time and effort to build a quality space, and it's something that our professionals are proud about, and they can call their home office. And many times our members come in, and their guests and clients see this as their space. It's not really firm space. It's a haven for our members to do the things that they need to do on a day-to-day basis, and allow us to provide that support, as you mentioned, and everything from, as I mentioned, the front desk receptionist to handling the mail to providing the coffee, all the things that, you know, traditionally do come with a space like this. But you know, we train our staff to make sure that we're ultimately providing that layer of support that our professionals like to have so they can continue to focus on the work at hand.
Now, tell us about the Buckhead location. Where are you located and what are some of the maybe the building's amenities that the members can take advantage of?
Sure. Yeah, we're in the Sovereign Building right here off of 3344 Peachtree. Feel like this is a great location for us, with Buckhead just being the bustling and vibrant, sophisticated neighborhood in Atlanta. We thought this would be a great place to call home for us here in Atlanta. And so with this building comes the amenities of having access to the Buckhead Club at the top of the building. We do have a partnership with them that ultimately allows our members to come in and have a membership with us and with the club at the same time, to allow for entertaining guests and grabbing a bite to eat, and also access to the fitness centers that's in the building. And that's something we always look to when we're looking for a space in a new location, or what are the amenities that are clientele will want to have as they spend time in our space. They're going to want to have the ability to entertain their clients and guests, go downstairs and grab a bite to eat, or be able to go to the fitness center and get a workout in. And so those are all the things that we look for as part of a place we want to call home to provide these services and amenities to our members.
Now, this is the first firm space here in the metro area. Is there going to be more?
Well, we hope so. I think ultimately at this point with our expansion plans, what we like to do is focus on markets that make a lot of sense from us with respect to focusing on the professionals and members that we do target. And Atlanta and specifically Buckhead made a lot of sense for us in our expansion plans. And we have an aggressive growth plan ahead. And in the coming years, we're going to expand to other cities of similar nature across the country. And there's certainly an opportunity to grow, especially in a large city like Atlanta, to bring more locations to the area.
And so now, is the space up and running right now?
It is. As of this week, we are officially open for business. So we are excited about the opportunities, and have had a lot of tours coming in, and also some memberships and some commitments currently in hand. So we're looking forward to getting the space occupied and growing nicely here in Atlanta.
Now, is the choice of membership, can I have a virtual membership where I can go in as I need it, or do I have to commit to kind of an office there?
Well, yes, our base membership is based on the private office, and that's what our core target audience is. But we also do have virtual memberships that allow for our audience to come in and ultimately have a mailbox and have some of the services without necessarily needing the private office. So we do have some several options with respect to memberships, and also allow for day office usage as well. With all that's going on in the world today, flexibility is key, and we're trying to cater to the demands of the market at this point. But at the end of the day, I think our core audience is that professional that needs a place to come to, we like to think that this is the right place for them to get their work done.
Now, I would imagine that because of the pandemic situation and you have your own private office, you don't have some of maybe the health concerns that other places would have that have, you know, kind of a vibrant community, you know, public area where a lot of people are together. I'm sure you have safety measures in place, but I would think that this alleviates a lot of them.
Absolutely, Lee. This is really something that we have tried to promote recent, because our product, our design, our concept has been built for social distancing. Clearly, with the private offices, we certainly have put in measures that adhere to the CDC guidelines and do have social distancing parameters in place in our common areas. Benefit for our members is ultimately being able to go to a private office and close their door and take off their face mask and continue to do their work that they need to do in a comfortable environment. But that said, we're always looking for ways to continue to be in compliance with the CDC guidelines and health and safety regulations. You know, for instance, we're looking at ways to make things a little bit more touch-free. We have a coffee machine here that allows our members to get a cup of coffee without even having to touch anything other than their phones. You know, with the QR code technology, we're able to put the directions right to their phones and they can order a cup of coffee in whatever size they want and ultimately grab it without having to have too much contact with the counter and the machines.
Well, congratulations on all the success, and congratulations on the opening of this new firm space here in Buckhead. That's great news for the Atlanta community to have another choice, and it sounds like you guys are ahead of the curve when it comes to the social distancing and the safety of your members.
Well, Lee, thanks for having me. Appreciate the time.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, what's the website?
Sure. It's www.firmspace.com.
And then they just drill down to the location?
Yeah, there'll be a location tab. And if you're here in Atlanta, you'll see a landing page for Atlanta that will identify where we're located and some of the starting price points for our memberships.
And they can book a tour or kind of connect with somebody on your team?
Yes, definitely can book a tour online, and you'll be able to stop in whenever it's convenient for you.
All right. Well, thanks again for sharing your story.
Okay. Thanks, Lee. Have a great day.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We'll see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.